Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Bells are ringing as part of the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign to help those in need. The street campaign kicks off as volunteers collect money at numerous spots where they ring bells. The organization is expecting to use more donation money for meals because of the rising cost of food. Lieutenant Brandon Kyle with the Salvation Army in Kenai told KSRM.
Salvation Army has always looked forward to inviting the community to support us, not just Christmas, although that's our main push for bell ringing, but specifically Christmas time. You know, we have quite a bit we're trying to accomplish, and that can't be done without the money we receive at the kettles, at the bells, and also with volunteer help. And so it really, it's a team effort from the community, and we're able to only do what we do with help of everyone else.
And when you're out and about around the Kenai Peninsula, expect to see those red kettles with a friend or neighbor ringing the bell looking for donations. Kyle said,
We do checks and cash still, but we've also expanded since COVID. We've actually introduced monetary, like debit cards. So we've got a QR code on all the kettle signs. If you want to scan it, and it'll open you up to a website that you can donate by PayPal or you know, all those online ways. Now there's even a way to donate through cryptocurrency, as funny as that is. But, you know, the Salvation Army has always been forward thinking. We're always making sure that we're ready for the future so that we can serve the present as best we can.
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, some officials believe it might be tougher to meet all the demand for its Angel Tree program this year. Kyle says some locations locally have been set up to help.
Yeah, a couple of places, Walmart and Fred Meyer, have both offered to host a Angel Tree. And so you pick up a tag there with a child in mind, and then you shop for them. You try to get the gift as best you can, and then you turn that into either the customer service, or if they have a bin out by the tree, then you can put it in the bin.
Due to inadequate snow conditions and to prevent resource damage, operating or possessing a snow machine in the Glacier and Seward Ranger districts is prohibited as of November 24th. This according to a forest order from the U.S. Forest Service Chugach National Forest. The closure includes the popular Turnagain Pass area and will remain in effect until April 30th of 2022, or until rescinded as the snow conditions allow. The areas within the Seward and Glacier Ranger districts are expected to begin opening for snow machine use between November 24th and December 1st, 2021. However, while there is snow in many areas, conditions vary greatly across the two districts. Chugach Forest staff will continue to monitor the conditions closely and notify the public once the snow conditions across the area are adequate to allow snow machines. Most trails are open for hiking, snowshoeing, and skiing. Violations of these prohibitions, by the way, are punishable by a fine of not more than $5,000 for per individual, or $10,000 for an organization, or imprisonment of no more than 6 months, or both. Refer to the Chugach National Forest website for up-to-date information. Visit the online motor vehicle use maps to view or to download. Winter recreationalists also should check with the Chugach National Forest Avalanche Information Center for up-to-date avalanche forecasts. A record number of Americans have traveled for Thanksgiving this weekend, the holiday marking the largest indoor gathering of friends and family for many Americans since the pandemic began. And if you're looking to air travel to get back home, ABC's transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says,
more than 2.3 million people flying on Wednesday. That was the day before Thanksgiving, the most travelers since the pandemic began. Sunday is expected to break that record with more than 2.4 million passengers. Now, if you're looking to avoid delays at those airports, try to get that first flight out. Those are usually on time, and you'll be able to avoid all of those crowds that we're going to be seeing.
Some road tips include,
the worst times to get on the road just about anywhere: today between 1 and 4 p.m., tomorrow between 2 and 7 p.m., and then again Sunday, the most hours of busy traffic from 1 to 7 p.m. The best time to get on the road all weekend long is really before 12 noon.
And an extra factor to consider for your travels this weekend is the fact that the roads are covered with snow. So, of course, give yourself extra time for that as well.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.